Tanay kind of saw a lot of it. You know, what has stood out about him this spring to you?
Yeah, Jake has come a long ways, you know, once he, when he got here. You know, trying to learn the offense, you know, like I've said before, it's tough. So he's starting to settle in. Things are starting to slow down a little bit. He's got this natural accuracy, you know, that a lot of quarterbacks don't have, and it's tough to teach. So he can kind of find holes and drop balls in and have some good touch over the top, and that showed up today. It was good seeing him having some, you know, some confidence and having some success.
What did impress you about what he did? I mean, like you said, he had some touch on some of those long balls, and then obviously he was pretty accurate, it looked like, too.
Yeah.
But a lot of his, you know, throws.
Yeah, I mean, he's got good fundamentals, and he can get it out quick. And you need that as a quarterback, you know, especially at this level. And again, he's got that kind of that good feel for, you know, defenses and spots and how to, you know, touch it over a guy or something like that. And he also he's not crazy athletic, but he is slippery in the pocket. So he'll find ways to kind of leak out and extend plays. And we saw that a few times today too, where he'll, you know, find a, you know, guy that's broken off a route or something like that. You know, he's just kind of he's kind of slippery.
How have your receivers been developing since Daly's watching? Look like they have a lot of different guys.
We did. You know, we're very thin right now at the receiver position and at O-line. So we've only had a couple guys going today, five or six. But, you know, they're getting a ton of reps, and they're getting better. And that's been our main emphasis, you know, through spring. It's just building that confidence, trying to play fast, and go execute. They did. They executed today and made some big plays. And, you know, we're early on in spring. We struggled. We've had practices where it's been pretty frustrating. But they came out today. They were focused, executed what we're asking them to do. And, you know, the one-on-ones is where we were struggling a little bit. Now we started, you know, turning the tide a little bit on one-on-one playmaking.
At running back with Madison out, I mean, it seems like Wolpen's a guy that's kind of stepped up. What have you seen out of Wolpen, and how much is this spring ball, or how much is this, you think you can see this, you know, next fall?
Yeah, Wolpen is one of those guys that's been really consistent all the way through spring. He knows the offense. He's a very smart kid. He's elusively you know, agile with ways we can kind of slip into stuff and find ways to get yards. And he's a very tough kid, and that's what really has stuck out in spring so far. He's one of those kids, you know, you can put him in different positions, and he gets it, and so he's been that consistent back for us. And then, you know, Robert Mahone has had some highs and some lows, and he's still, you know, young and learning it, but it's got a big upside. You know, in the fall, it will be nice to get Alexander back. So.
Now that you mean now we're almost through spring ball, and the co is removed from your title, and you're just the offensive coordinator. Is it at all different? I mean, did you spend a little bit more time learning, you know, about each and every position or whatnot this year than maybe last year?
Well, with the changes in staff, you know, you're trying to get everybody on the same page. So, I mean, as a collective offensive staff, we're talking through each play, and we're just trying to do a good job of being on the same page. And here's our terminology, and here's how we're teaching it. I would say it's been fun, you know, being in charge of the offense and having that opportunity to call plays, you know, where I'm not just slipping in with a call here and there, you know, getting into these scrimmages and trying to get into a flow, and it's starting to show a little bit today.
You talk about being thin and stuff. I mean, you don't have your number one receiver, your number one running back, you know, maybe four linemen that you project to start aren't out there. I mean, how hard is it for you to see what you have with this group in spring and how, like, to see if you're making progress and things like that when a lot of these guys may not be having big roles this fall?
It's been a challenge, but I mean, it's also been fun, and fun for those guys that are getting reps that may not have gotten reps. You know, even some walk-on guys are getting good reps and figuring things out and making mistakes, and hey, we're just, again, trying to be confident in what we're doing. So, hey, mistakes are going to happen, and we learn from it, and we're trying to do it, you know, with the tempo of our offense. There's not a lot of coaching that can be done on the field, so, you know, it's a lot of film stuff, and those guys are phenomenal. Our whole team does a great job of, you know, not just when we're meeting as coaches, they're getting in there watching film and doing things on their own. And the older guys that may, you know, some of them again are out right now, they're grabbing those guys and taking them in and talking to them, you know, through things. So it's not just the coaches having to, you know, go through meetings with those guys. They spend a ton of hours too. I mean, if we're here till 8, 9, 10 during the spring, so are those guys. So,
as you said, obviously there's, you know, ups and downs here in the spring, as to be expected, but at this point, is the offense where you're maybe hoping? Are you seeing the things that you were kind of expecting to at this point?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because, again, you don't have a lot of those guys you're going to have in fall and going into game one. So, there, you know, again, there's challenges. There's been ups and downs, and there's been some frustration and some adversity that those guys have to go through. But that is good, you know. And one of the things we talk about is, hey, welcome adversity. Okay, things are going to happen, whether it's travel stuff on the road and something happens and schedules change. Hey, no big deal. Yeah, let's go. You know, weather, you know, or you know, whatever it is. Talk about just welcome adversity. So we've had a lot of adversity through the, you know, the first part of spring, and but it, you know, it's fun seeing those guys step up. It's fun, you know, seeing the game start to slow down for them, and there's, you know, we're going to create a lot of depth because of it.
I've seen maybe Brett grow throughout this too, because if you compare kind of what he's lining up with right now to the Cactus Bowl, like Jake Rowe's the only guy out there that he has familiarity with in those regards.
Yeah. And he's done a wonderful job with being patient and not getting frustrated, and, you know, knowing that, hey, those guys are learning, and, you know, he's not with the guys that, that he's used to throwing with, but he's done a great job with it, and, you know, he just tries to communicate as much as possible and get on the same page with those guys. And that's what spring's all about.
Zach, how have the tight ends come along?
Tight ends are doing great. You know, they're in that position. You're always, I mean, there's a lot of banging. You're in the box. You know, you're out running routes and stuff. So I'm sure there's some soreness, you know, with those guys. But it's really nice having big athletes. And, you know, whether that's in the pass game and for Brett, you know, having big targets over the middle, or, you know, whether that's in the run game and being able to put all those guys in there and having some beef to be able to run the ball too. So we can get in and out of a lot of different formations within those heavier personnels. You know, and we saw it a little bit today with getting into some empty stuff, you know, on the goal line and isolating a guy and a backer. And so it in retrospect, I mean, it's nice having those guys. Yeah.
Good. You know, coaches have talked a lot about, you know, kind of praising you about how the progress that you've made and taking most of the opportunity. You know, you hear that stuff. How much does that mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. I've been working hard and off the field too, just trying to put in as much time in the classroom or, I mean, in the film room. But I mean, it's starting to pay off, and the coaches are realizing that. And I definitely take it as a good thing, you know, listening to the coaches say some good things about me. But it's like every time I achieve one thing, I just want to, you know, set myself up for the next thing and try to keep working and try to stay hungry. So,
how well do you think the spring has gone for you, and obviously taking advantage of the extra reps?
I think it's gone pretty well for me, definitely. I mean, I definitely have a lot of stuff to still work on. There's a lot of weak spots that I need to turn around, but so far I think it's gone really good. I think I've taken advantage of a lot of the opportunities that I got, and I just gotta keep learning, keep staying in that film room and just kind of fine-tuning the small stuff, whether it's protection or just learning all the little details on plays. But
you know, we talked about your story being a walk-on coming here, special teams guy here in Wisconsin. What would it mean to you to actually get in the rotation here at running back, you know, this fall?
You know, that's my plan as a running back. That's what I want to do, and that's what I'm working towards. So, I mean, to me, it would mean a lot, but that's what I expect, and that's what I'm trying to work towards.
What do you feel you can do now? Where do you think you've made your greatest strides and put you in this competition?
I think I made my greatest strides in consistency. You know, certain times I just wasn't expecting certain things, and that came from experience and just not exactly knowing what to do and not having all the experience. So I think definitely consistency and just knowing I should be in there and wanting to be in there every single snap.
Right, how much do you pride yourself in your physicality?
You know, I think where I lack in certain things, I try to make up for it with being physical, you know. I mean, God-gifted talent only goes so far, so, I mean, sometimes you just got to work hard and get those extra yards where you can.
Does that work to your advantage, being a guy who has, made his bones on special teams, being able to take that to running back where you can, you can hit right back against those defenders?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've played running back my whole life, so, I mean, I love adding little bits of the game to each one, so. But, yeah, it's definitely a fun thing to do.
As a guy that's kind of had to fight for his opportunities ever since you've been here, how much have you just enjoyed this spring?
I mean, I've loved it, It kind of seemed like everything's starting to come together. Obviously, I still have a lot of things to work on, but I'm just happy with what I've got so far, I feel like I've made some pretty good strides this spring, especially, but, it's just one step forward.
You mentioned that you point out your consistency. What's been the difference there? I mean, what has led to that, I guess?
I think just mentally, just being prepared for that situation every single time, just being expecting that situation and being ready for it. I just feel like I'm more comfortable in the offense now, and I just feel more ready for any situation thrown at me.
What has been the last couple years you've been like, to this point? Obviously fighting to get the scholarship and not really getting much of a chance at running back, but when you do, you've had, pretty good success. I mean, has been frustrating at all, or how do you look at the last couple years?
I wouldn't trade anything at this place. I love this place, and I feel like with what I've got, I made the best out of it, and the coaches have given me a lot of opportunities. I was blessed with a scholarship this past summer, and the coaches have really believed in me and rewarded me for my hard work, so I've just appreciated every single minute here.
Has it been motivating as well? I mean, in a way they finally made that investment in you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything's motivating for me. It's like when I just get a little bit here, a little bit there, just, building on that. Just keep going, keep staying hungry every single time. Like, when I was awarded a scholarship, it's just like on to the next thing, just trying to keep moving forward.
Do you have to kind of remember, Alexander's out and they got Drake, coming in and some other guys? I mean, is that kind of what pushes you too, knowing that maybe it looks one way now, but it could be different, come fall?
Right now I'm just concerned about myself, trying to stay focused on my game, trying to improve on my weaknesses, trying to improve on my strengths, and just stay focused, put my head down and work. I can't control anything else that happens, but I trust the coaches that they're going to give me my opportunities, and I'm going to be able to work for them.
What's impressed you about Jay Constantine and the improvements he's made? Obviously, he had a pretty good day today.
Yeah, he did have a great day today. I think he's been working hard. Sometimes he's a young guy, so obviously you're going to struggle there with knowing the entire playbook and just feeling comfortable with the entire offense. But I just feel like he's worked really hard, and it's finally coming together. He's finally starting to get more comfortable, and it showed today.
Yesterday a couple of interceptions, obviously today as well. We talked a lot about you kind of trying to take that next step. How's the spring gone for you so far?
It's going pretty good. Just getting in there, learning it, getting back to it is a pretty good deal. Being out there with my teammates, that's the main thing, especially out there with the defense and at the pace we're going, at the rate we're going at, it feels great.
Do you feel like you need to step up and be a guy that can make plays and kind of lead the rest of this group when you look at, the secondary, a lot of new faces out there?
And that's when it starts to stepping up, like they say, if I got a high motor, the other guys gonna have a high motor, so that's what, I try to keep myself and motivate the other guys too, from the secondary down to the linebacker, down to the D-line, it starts at the front, so, I'm loving those guys up, so, when I do make a play, I know it's because they're back there getting pressure on the quarterback.
Does leading come naturally to you, or is it something that you try to take initiative with this spring, since you lost quite a bit of guys on the defense side?
I just try to do the right thing, growing up, that's a big thing. People say, you're going to be a leader. But as far as me, I just try to do the right thing. I like to help others out, When I'm on that field, I'm going to need everybody else with me. So that's where I want to be on the court, to where I know that we're all on our best somewhere out there.
How do you think the defense has come along in terms of, some of those goals about, being able to be aggressive and get those turnovers, like we were kind of saying, we've seen it a little bit here in practice. Do you feel like that's coming along?
It is. We still got a long way to go. We still got a long way to go. But we're starting to work on it, So with that, that's a good thing. We've seen we make a progress in that area.
Now that you're one of the veterans, what do you know about the defense? What do you know about football? Maybe you didn't know a year or two.
Man, that's probably difficult, you know, especially like coming in, you know, going with Dante and DT. Them guys really got that into me. But now it's just understanding where to help that, you know, helping the other guys, being confident when I'm talking to them. So I know, and the coaches, you know, they trust me to talk to the other guys. So just, you know, really understanding the defense and knowing why we're calling certain things, that's the big thing.
We've seen Mike Young out there working with the ones a lot. We're coming in here as a JUCO guy. What have you seen out of him? How's he looked?
Oh, he's looking nice out there. He's out there competing. You know, he came in, he's competing. You know, he's always asking questions. So that's a good thing, you know, like about it. You know, if he doesn't know something, he's a guy that he'll say, he'll like, Coach, I don't know, like, why is we doing this? So that's a great thing with him, you know, and he just loves to go out there and just to have fun.
Jake Constantine, you know, he's been the backup guy behind Brett, but it looks like he's been throwing pretty well out there. You know, going against him, you know, what impresses you about that guy and how far he's come along?
You know, he's back there and he's throwing it. You know, he knows what type of defense we are, and, you know, he steps up. You know, with him, he's just going out there, and he's been throwing some really good balls, I'd say. He made it challenging for us, so, you know, that's really impressive with him, and it's just been going great with that.
The lack of turnovers last year. How much are you guys reminded about that, like throughout spring ball and stuff like that? I don't know if there's any sayings or anything in the locker room, but I mean, how much are you guys reminded of that?
We know. You know, they don't got to install in this. We know, you know, this is a new season, new practice. Each day we're just trying to get better. So, as far as the turnovers, we know if we got 8 last practice, you know, that don't matter. This practice is what matters now. So, as far as that goes, we just trying to just build and get better with that.
Taylor, how's Reed coming along?
Reed's been stepping up big time. You know, he's a guy out there. When you cut on the film, he's making a play. And he's going hard. And as far as Reed, you know, he's a coachable player. You know, I have really good confidence with him being out there. He's another guy that's really been stepping up and making plays. So, as far as Reed, he's been doing his thing.
And he said he's intrigued to see how this defense, being with a lot of young guys, responds to a day like this. Maybe it wasn't your best, you know. How much are you looking forward to seeing how you guys respond, you know, especially next week in spring game?
Oh, you know, I know we're going to come out and compete. That's the thing. You know, we do have our ups and downs. But then again, you know, I know them guys. We're going to cut on the film. We're going to see, like, hey, we know that wasn't our best practice. They don't got to tell us that. We know that. We know we're better than that. So once we get back on the field, we just got to be reminded we got to be better than last practice.
Thursday, how do you feel like your group did?
As a whole, as a defense, we didn't execute. We blew some coverages. We blew some coverages on the perimeter and stuff and handling some certain routes. So obviously, we got to clean that up. You know, for scrims and stuff, there's different looks to get put in. But it's stuff that's very correctable. Overall, I mean, I think it's been a really good spring ball in developing and gaining some experience and really working on some good things all the way around from the front end to the back end and creating turnovers like we've been working on, you know, since last year. So, you know, this is our first scrimmage is better today. Our practice yesterday was better than today, but you know, it's the level of consistency, you know, so it'll be great to see how the guys respond.
It's interesting, like you said, you know, kind of the ebbs and flows of it and stuff. Yeah. You know, like sometimes one day the defense is on top, one day the offense, and obviously you're going to get, you know, at least another shot next week in the spring.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's always good to see, you know, actually as a coaching staff, we've been waiting, you know, for the day like this to come where we give up some touchdowns because we want to see how they respond, you know, because they're all young and stuff. So it'll be good to see, you know, how they come back and fight, which they'll be fine. It was, you know, they didn't come out today with that energy that they've had the last couple practices. So it's good for them to get a taste of what happens when you don't have that energy.
You guys have lost a lot of players in the last year. Some playmakers started to emerge. Are you feeling that you've got some guys that can be leaders on this defense?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Leighton Vanderish has had a great spring ball. Tyler Ford has done a really good job. We know David Moe and Durant Miles. And really, Tyson's coming into his own. I'll tell you, he's had a really, really good spring ball, as Sam Witt, you know. And in the back end, you know, we're seeing guys make plays that they haven't made before and doing a really good job. So we feel good. Yeah, every year you lose players, you know, and you're never as experienced as you want to be or have the depth you want to have. But, you know, that's why we're out here getting that experience right now.
But with Horton, I mean, yesterday he had a good day, and obviously he's a guy that, you know, the most experienced guy in the secondary. How's he looked kind of taking that next step?
You know, he's looked great. I think he's developed himself. And, you know, obviously that's the goal in the offseason and stuff, and he's really, you know, bought into what Coach Pittman and the strength staff is doing, and it's paying off for him. You see him getting in and out of his breaks faster, and, you know, shoot, yes. yesterday had two really good interceptions that you saw him go up, high point, go get that ball, you know, and took one back for a touchdown. You know, so that's awesome to see, you know, the development there, you know, that we're getting out of him. And really, you know, with Mike on the other side, there's two really good corners, you know, that we feel really good about.
And the two safeties, I mean, we've heard talked a lot about Keikoa and Pearson. Mm-hmm. They were out there running with the ones, you know, which is maybe with Hartsfield, you know, was a little surprising there. But what have those two guys done to step up, and how would you feel with those two guys being your starting safeties?
Oh, they've done a great job throughout the spring. You know, and not only in the pass game, but in the run game, I think, you know, those guys were freshmen last year. You know, those guys haven't even been here for a year yet. And just the improvement and the experience that they're getting, you know, getting thrown into the fire, they made a huge jump this spring. The blue defense, the first team defense, has really done a great job this spring.
You know, when you lose, you guys lose all your defensive captains from last year. And Hart said earlier this week, and it can almost be a little awkward in spring trying to find leaders, but somebody's got to kind of take initiative. And you mentioned that Tyler is a guy. How much does the defense need somebody like that when you lose Ben Weaver and Tanner Vallejo and Sam McCaskill?
Guys have emerged. I mean, I'll tell you what, guys have emerged. I mean, with Leighton and David Moa and Durant Miles, those are guys that, you know, it's kind of like the deal you've been sitting behind a weed. You know, David came into his own last year, and Durant down the stretch played a lot of football for us and gaining that experience. And then you have those other guys that are now they're growing, that played as true freshmen, the safeties we just talked about. And obviously Tyler's an old vet now, so, you know, he's doing a great job. And we not only, you know, with the secondary, he's done a really great job as a guy in terms of setting good examples and being vocal.
Saw Avery Williams make a big hit. He's a guy who can play a lot of places. He was special teams, I think, you know, scout team of the year last year. What does he do for you, the defense and this team?
Yes, so he's done a great job jumping in there, playing some outside linebacker to the field. And him and Dez Williams have done a really good job there. And obviously, those are young guys, too, that they learn, they make really good, you know, plays. Yesterday, Dez made an interception to end the two-minute period, you know, which was an unbelievable play. And it was the end of the half, so we took it all in and scored a touchdown. And a smart move, you know, it wasn't the end of the game, it was the end of the half. So to see those guys make plays and then they make their mistakes, but to learn from it and moving forward is what's important.
A week to go, when you want to get out of the last week?
Well, you know, we still got that good old thing that we love to talk about, the triple option football, to work one more time, you know, next week and really, you know, get our guys once again. Some of these guys haven't been, you know, in those games yet, so the more experience we can get them. And then really just overall as a defense, you know, getting better with understanding situations, you know, and playing situation football, the big things. And going in the last scrimmage, obviously, where we get to tackle one more time live is tackling.
Are you pleased with the progress of the defensive line depth?
Yeah, definitely. We got a ton of depth out there. Those guys have done a great job. And they continue to get better every day. And they bring that energy, too. They really do. They bring that energy. And, you know, we've had a ton of interceptions. And, you know, the DBs are the ones intercepting the ball, or the linebackers. But at the end of the day, you know, that's the front seven, the D-line, putting pressure on the quarterback and causing those guys to make bad decisions.
I know when we ask about the turnover, sometimes it gets frustrating because we keep asking about it. But it does seem like, you know, these parts we've gotten to watch. There's been a lot of interceptions and stuff. I mean, how happy have you been from that standpoint with what you guys have done?
It's been, you know, that's kind of provided some energy too. You know, it's really fun. You know, like you guys said, we're going to go back and forth. That spring ball, they're going to score touchdowns. We're going to get turnovers. We're going to have negative yardage plays. But you know, that's what you want to see. And not only does that put the ball in our hands when we get an interception, but it provides a lot of momentum and energy too. And so that's sparked. I feel like that sparked the defense here throughout spring ball.
Spring, but now you've been through it. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel fine. You know, I think parts have been going really well. And I think, you know, our room specifically, the tight ends have really grown a lot this spring and, you know, are doing some good things. And offensively, I think things are starting to click really well.
Pretty crazy. I mean, you guys got, you know, seven guys in that group and all of you will be able to play this fall. Yeah. So what has that been like?
Yeah, I think it just, you know, drives good competition, you know, because, you know, we have, you know, a handful of guys that could all legitimately play at, you know, probably any D1 school. So, you know, having that in our arsenal and having that depth, you know, I think is really crucial for this team.
It's pretty crazy that, you know, last year, you know, you guys didn't get a ton of catches as a group, and all of a sudden it might be one of the deepest groups on the team.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of the way it went last year, but, you know, we're hoping, you know, this year. And I think, you know, we've shown that we can make a lot of those plays that, you know, they've asked us to.
I know we talked a lot about your health, but Coach, we just talked to Coach Riddle, and he said it's obvious, you know, how, what a different, you know, what a difference a healthy Jake Rowe makes. I mean, how much different do you feel, do you think, do you provide, obviously, when you're healthy out there?
Yeah, I mean, I feel completely different, obviously, you know, from playing in a bulky knee brace to, you know, breaking out of it again. So, you know, it feels fine. It feels good to finally, you know, be able to run and stuff normally.
Exciting, you know, for your senior year that you're hopefully going to be able to be at full strength again and hopefully get back to the production you had the first couple years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the goal. There's a high standard set, so, you know, hoping to get back there.
How frustrating was that playing through that last year and knowing you weren't 100% but trying to push yourself through it?
Yeah, it was frustrating, but, I mean, that's the game of football. Sometimes, you know, you get hurt and you deal with it. So, you know, it was good, but, you know, playing well in the bowl game, you know, to catapult to this spring, you know, I think it was good.
Where and how do you think the position group as a whole is going to be better than it was last year?
I think, you know, it's kind of them just trusting us more. And I think we've proven that we can make, you know, those plays that, you know, maybe they didn't ask us to or didn't think we could do in the past. So I think, you know, we've really done that as a group, you know, consistently is making big plays.
What's Jake Knight bring to the group, and also how rewarding was it to see him put on scholarship?
Yeah, oh, that was an awesome experience. I think, first of all, an energy guy, you know, for sure. You know, he brings a wild side to it that's, you know, really awesome to see. And obviously he's a great athlete. I mean, we all saw the play against BYU. That was, you know, huge. And, you know, he can run and really offer some stuff in the pass game and also at that fullback position.
What does it do? What's the room like when you have seven guys that all probably are good enough to play or think they should play? I mean, what's it like, just the dynamics in a room like that?
I mean, everyone's really humble, you know, and down to earth. So, I mean, it's a great group. We have a good time in there. You know, always have been. That's how the tight ends are. But, I mean, it's really everyone's just in there trying to get better. So, you know, there's no I don't know how to really put it. But, you know, it's just everyone trying to get everyone better.
Does it, you know, you kind of ask about the competition, but does that, you know, motivate some guys? Knowing that, you know, even a guy like yourself, there's some talented guys behind you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, the best players are going to play, you know, whether you've been a guy who's played before or not, you know, that's how it goes and that's how it should be. So you got to bring it every day.
It seems to be your position with, they ask you basically to play fullback. They ask you to play sort of offensive tackle when you line up next to the tackle, and they ask you to play wide receiver. How difficult is it to master all three of the different spots at the tight end?
It's tough at times, but I think, you know, especially with Riddle, you know, he's a great coach, and also having Schumann there now, you know, I think it's really helped. And also, I think it's just, you know, what you do as a tight end, you know, that's what you're getting into. So, and it's just, you got to put in that extra work and stuff like that. So, I don't think it's really too bad.
Nick and John coming off red shirts, what do they bring to the table?
Yeah, I think, you know, both of them big bodies and, you know, athletic guys, especially John, you know, he can really run, and Nick, you know, a big body in there to block. So just getting them, you know, on track with, you know, mentally right now is kind of, you know, I think the biggest part for them, because, you know, we all know they can make plays. So it's just, you know, making sure they're in the right spots when they're out there. But they've been great this spring.
When the offense starts working on goal line stuff, how excited do you guys get as tight ends, as the group? Because you have so many guys out there.
It's nothing better than having all of us out there. So, yeah, we love that. And, you know, it gets us fired up. And, you know, when we're out there, we're looking to score.
Is that, you know, you guys obviously approached the season like, you know, there were times there were some goal line struggles, but as a team, for the most part, you did okay. But, you know, just for the tight ends, knowing you have so many of you guys out there, I mean, there has to be a lot of confidence that you guys can, you know, execute when you get down there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, it just offers mismatches, you know, and, you know, various, you know, formations and sets you can, you know, do with that. And having a group that, you know, a lot of guys who can do, you know, various things is really good.
How have you seen the offense maybe improve, you know, just this spring as a whole? You know, what's your opinion on how you guys have done?
I think at the start kind of was a little rough just because, you know, the amount of guys we have out right now. But I think lately our energy has really, you know, been kind of the difference. You know, I think this kind of second half of spring, you know, after spring break has really been good for us just energy-wise. And I think that really can change a whole practice and how everyone's playing. So I think that's really been the difference.
It was only a small sample size, but, you know, what we saw Saturday in the scrimmage, it did seem like you guys were pretty fired up as an offense. And it seems like you guys were able to, you know, do a lot of good things.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's something we're trying to do now is that, you know, just have fun out there and, you know, bring that energy and stuff. And I think that, you know, can really change, you know, the whole demeanor of a team. So that's really what we're trying to do right now.
Ree, what has the spring been like? Obviously, getting playing time last year, and obviously now competing, you know, in there quite a bit. What's the spring been like for you?
It's been really fun. A lot of guys leaving last year on the defense has kind of made us combine together more as a team, and it's a lot of fun.
What was the experience like for you last year, being able to get in there right away? It had been, you know, pretty fun for you.
Last year was pretty cool. It was cool going to the games and especially seeing the older guys that have been through it, to see how they kind of like act during the games and like what they're seeing, and especially like in film with them, so you can kind of like see the play before the ball is snapped. So it was really good.
What about the little limited action you actually got on the field? I know a lot of it was, you know, late in games and stuff, but how do you think that helps having a little bit of game experience?
I think it helped a lot. It gave me a lot of confidence going out there, going against like Hawaii and stuff like that. It was good to like be out there on the field.
How much do you think you're ahead for yourself having played last year versus if you just redshirted totally?
I guess a little bit ahead, but not really that much. I think it definitely helped, though. I think it definitely helped.
Traveling and stuff, though, I mean, just being on the travel squad and getting that news and getting in some games, what do you think that part does of it to help you moving forward, kind of if you play a bigger role this year, kind of knowing what to expect, going on the road, things like that?
It definitely helps a lot, going through what the team goes through, going through walkthroughs and then practices there and stuff like that before the game, so you kind of, like, know what's going to happen before it happens.
Does it help you, you know, as a true freshman, obviously you probably took some lumps, you know, while you're playing too. Mm-hmm. Does it help you learn a little bit better at knowing, you know, exactly what, you know, what to expect and exactly what you can, you know, do to improve?
It does. It helps you know that you need to prepare more than you think is expected, so.
What was, you know, a lot of guys mentioned it this spring, and obviously we saw it in the scrimmage, and, you know, Sam mentioned it, Andy mentioned it, you know, Tyler mentioned it. Seems like you've had a really nice spring. You know, how would you describe how it's gone for you?
I think I'm just doing my job, honestly. I can't do it without the D-line and linebackers getting pressure on him, so I just do whatever the coach calls and then just try to execute my job as best as I can.
How much more comfortable, confident are you this spring, maybe compared to when you came in, you know, last summer?
I think a lot more confident as opposed to, like, my game, because I've seen the older guys, see how they do it, and then kind of, like, mold after them, like Moxie and Ray and Horton. So
has the game slowed down for you at all, or what's been the biggest difference, you think, that's allowing you this spring to have some success?
I think it's slowing down a lot. Being able to know what to look for, the keys, if the receiver's off the ball, what kind of formation and what's coming out of that formation, stuff like that. So it's just preparing before the ball is snapped.
Heading into your sophomore season, where do you want to improve most?
I think I want to improve just doing my job, improve on helping out the defense, helping out the linebackers, helping out the secondary, and then communication.
What is the group been like? Obviously, you got Tyler in there, you know, just kind of being that leader type, and Mike Young gets in there, and, you know, what has the group been like, you know, in terms of the competing and all that stuff?
It's been great competition. We have a really good DB core this year, and I feel like we just push each other, iron sharpens iron. So I feel like every practice we're competing against each other, which is making us better and the offense better.
How much has Tyler, you know, kind of been, you know, sort of trying to lead that group and stuff like that? It really seems like he's been consciously trying to do that this spring.
Because he's been there before. This is his second year playing. So we kind of just fall behind him and then see what he does and how he does it and then just kind of bring everybody else too. So.
How big was coming of your decision to come here? Was the chance to play early and get a chance to get out on the field? And I know you look at depth charts and things like that. You know, did you see this opportunity as a chance to be, you know, some starting spots available this early?
My main goal is just to come here and just work hard, because that's what I've always done. That's always what my parents have taught me, just to work hard, and then opportunities present themselves.
How have you liked your time here in Boise? It's our first chance getting to catch up with you. You've been here 8 or 9 months, whatever it's been. Well, how's it going so far?
I love it. This community is great. The fan base is great. The people are great. And then the team and the coaches as well really brought me in when I came in the summer. Just like a big old family.
Got to ask about your family. I know your parents, your dad, obviously very outspoken on Twitter and stuff. And they came to every game, I think, last year. I know your dad, I guess, had plane travels or something for one game. But what did that mean to you to have them at almost every game and just that, you know, they seemed like they maybe bleed blue more than you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's really special. It's a really special thing because you see guys on the team that sometimes your parents can't make it to all the games. But my parents do, I think they do a really good job in coming to the games and supporting me, and I really appreciate it.
How important was it having Ashley Ambrose here in deciding to come to Boise State?
I like Coach Brown, but Coach Ambrose has been a really good fit. Him playing in the league, too. And then he was at Texas State before, and so it helped. It helps a lot. He knows what he's talking about, and I really trust him.
That whole secondary, you know, we see Keikoa and Pierce back there at safety too. I mean, it's a lot of young guys. I mean, what is it kind of just as a whole? You guys, you know, some veterans leave, and look across the board, could be some young guys getting a chance back there.
Yeah, it makes up growth. It makes us grow up fast. I think last year having those freshmen come in with the older guys, being able to see them and see how they do it. And then Keikoa DeAndre, Jalen, all of us. I feel like all of us are starting to build up.
Mike, being a JUCO guy, what's he brought to you guys' group?
Oh, he's good. He definitely looks the part and is the part. He's really good at press. He's an amazing athlete. He's always asking questions, always trying to figure out what to do. So he's a good fit.
Quite a bit, obviously. How's it been working out for you?
It's been fun. With Jabril, I get to get those reps at Blue, so I think I've gotten a lot of good experience and gotten more comfortable with the defense and stuff. So it's been good.
You know, when we talked to you before, you know, you talked about, you know, moving around, and you know, how comfortable do you now feel in that spot? And you know, how does it suit you?
So last year I never really stood up. I've been a hand in the ground since I was a kid, but I feel way more comfortable at stud. I think it's a good move. I like standing up. I like seeing everything. But yeah, I think I'm really comfortable there now.
What's the biggest difference you say running with the ones? Is there, I mean, I know it's probably nice to be out there because the coaches think of you as the ones, but what's the difference in the actual playing alongside the other people who might be the starters?
I think it's just like, it's a different mentality when you go out there with the ones. You know, everything's faster. It's more flying around. It's a lot more, there's no more like assignment stuff. It's really just competition between guys, and I think that's more fun too.
One of the things we talk about with the defense, you know, that we've talked about with the coaches is, you know, you guys lose guys like a Ben Weaver, a Sam McCaskill, some of those leader types. But obviously it seems like, you know, you're the kind of a guy that kind of can feel that, a bit vocal out there. How important is that for you guys to kind of, you know, foster that here in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important. I like to go out and have fun. I'm not telling people what to do, though. I leave that to David and Layton and them. But I think it's really important to foster an environment like that, to have people that lead and push you and stuff. And I think that creates like an engine for the defense. And I think that's really good. I mean, we got two guys, Layton and David, that are animals, and everyone listens to them. So it's good.
So you need that mix then? You need a guy that has fun too?
Yeah. there's a bunch of guys out there that have fun, and that makes practice way better.
How do you kind of look at, you know, your time here and how you've been able to contribute and maybe hopefully having a little bigger impact, you know, here in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, coming in as a redshirt, not knowing nothing really, coming right before fall camp, it was a little bit of a shock. And then last year I started getting in the mix, got my little injuries and stuff, and I missed a lot of the season. But, I mean, I'm just taking it a day at a time. I think it's been fun. I mean, I'm not really looking at the season or anything just right now. It's been fun, having a blast.
How frustrating was that last year maybe to have some of those injuries and when maybe you would have had more of an opportunity to play?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really look back and dwell on that. But, I mean, it was disappointing, obviously. But, I mean, I get my opportunity now, so it should be fun.
What did you learn when you got in there?
Last year?
Yeah.
I mean, getting college game experience is definitely different. It's different than, like, high school or anything like that. So, I mean, it was a big change, but you could see the speed of the game, and it's just fun. It was so much fun.
We're talking with Andy Saturday, and he said you've had a really, really good spring. Where do you feel like you've taken your game to the next level?
I think, as a whole, I'm just more confident. I feel like I know the defense really well now, at least at my position, so I'm not thinking near as much, and I think I'm just playing faster, too.
One of the guys in the group that we've talked to is Gabe Perez, and obviously, you know, he's only been able to play 5 games in the last 2 years. What's his presence like in there, and obviously how tough was that to see, you know, just him go through what he has the last 2 seasons?
Yeah, so, I mean, Gabe was my host on my official visit, and Gabe's such a good guy, too. But sitting out most of last year, and he's been suited up for spring ball and not doing much. But, I mean, he's like a coach, too. He's like a really good mentor because he does good on school. He's off the field really nice, and he's a – I mean, he coaches all of us, really, and he does his work, too, but – He's a good guy.
It seems like that's personality has. You mentioned it. A lot of people really just kind of gravitate toward him.
Yeah, for sure. And he's always there to help and stuff. So he's a good guy.
Do people forget too how good a player he is? I mean, we haven't seen a lot of him the last 2 years, but I mean, it seems like in terms of the pass rush, you guys really missed him last year.
Yeah, he's the man too. He's so smooth at football. But I think people forget that because they haven't seen him in a while. But I mean, when he does play, he stands out for sure.
This defense as a whole, we've talked a lot about turnovers and creating turnovers. I mean, are you guys tired of us asking about it? I mean, are you guys ready to it seems like in the spring you guys have done a better job with interceptions and stuff. Are you guys ready to just, you know, get to the fall and just show that last year was just kind of a fluke?
I mean, right now we're just focused on spring ball, but I mean, we've been flying around, getting after the quarterback, making Brett make bad decisions sometimes, which is rare. But I mean, I think as a whole we've done a lot better. But yeah.
Who else has been in that stud group? Curtis Weaver?
Curtis and Shaw and then Jabril too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Curtis is a guy that's really interesting because, you know, he came in here and he was about 50 pounds heavier than he is now or something like that. What stands out about him? And it seems like he's a guy who could have a lot of potential.
Yeah, Curtis definitely has a lot of potential. He's a goofy kid, but, I mean, he's obviously a bigger stud. But, I mean, he's really athletic for how big he is. And he's a pretty smart guy, even though you wouldn't guess talking to him. But
Everyone just mentions that goofy thing with him. What is it? Like, everyone mentions that.
You just got to meet him. I can't. He's like, I can't explain it. I don't know. He's just a funny guy.
Do you feel like the depth is going to be better this year across the whole D-line? And the, you know, last year a lot of guys played a lot of snaps, that it may be more of a true rotation this year?
I mean, that's not really my pay grade, but I think we have a lot of guys who could play a lot for sure. Definitely.
Any of the young guys caught your attention?
This spring? Well, I mean, not just on the D-line, but like Reed right over there, he's been balling out. He's got a lot of interceptions this spring. Kekoa, he's my class now, but he's a baller. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Mike Young, he's not young, but he's just brand new to the system, and he's been doing really well too. So, yeah, and then on offense, I mean, I think Ezra's an animal, but he's going to be really good, so, yeah.
Many of them. What's it kind of been like having just such a large group, and you know, all these guys might be able to play next year?
Yeah, it's been great. Those guys have been really working hard. They're a fun group, getting good production out of them. Great to have Jake Rowe back healthy, you know, so been a really fun spring. And we got a lot of competition in there too, which is awesome.
Do you expect, you know, when you lose 110 catches for 100 catches from, you know, the likes of Spurbeck and Anderson, tight end's going to pick up a lot of that slack?
Well, we're ready. You know, a lot of it just depends on what the defenses give us. But we're always ready to do that. And, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, are some more balls going to come that way? Yeah, probably, just by default. But, you know, it's not something we're worried about a whole bunch. We're just worried about being productive on every play. And if they throw the ball our way, we'll catch it and make a play.
Ask Jake, if they would love to get more catches, that group, and he said, do whatever the team tells them. And I joked with him if he's really that selfless. But is there an innate thing in that group to want to maybe be a little more productive catching the ball? Or?
Well, I think everybody would love to have the ball in their hand, don't get me wrong. But those guys know, hey, sometimes their job is to occupy somebody else so we can get the ball somewhere else. Sometimes it's pass protect. Sometimes it's run block, you know. It is. Do whatever you do, and or whatever's required for our success. And that's a huge deal for us, and something we take a tremendous amount of pride in is being selfless. But when the ball's in the air to us, we're going to catch it.
We saw a little bit of a healthy Jake Rowe in the bowl game, but you know, what has a fully healthy Jake Rowe meant to this offense this spring?
Well, it's awesome just because he's so versatile, and he's really improved in the run game too. So he's not just a big wide receiver. He's a full-fledged tight end. He can do everything we need him to do, and it's been fun to have him. But, you know, the other side is those other guys are playing their butts off too. You know, Alec, Chase, Jake Knight, John Bates, those guys are all doing a great job and can do a little bit of everything themselves too. So we're going to be deep there, and we'll find a bunch of different ways to use those guys.
And I know you say that, but, I mean, how do you do that when you literally have seven guys that you think probably deserve to play?
Well, we've always been a place here that, you know, we can package stuff together and get guys in the game. But I think even, you know, we're not going to lose a whole bunch where we go, hey, you're out there for this series and you're going right now. And then, yeah, maybe on third down or we get into the red zone, we get into some specific stuff. But I really love the way the guys are competing and playing physical and making plays right now.
Well, what's that doing to push guys too, knowing that, that you know, that so many guys are right on their right on the
absolutely, field? Yeah. And I think the other thing is, you know, if we got guys that don't have to play 85 snaps in a game, then at the end of the year, they're probably going to be a little bit healthier, a little bit fresher. So I think that'll help us too.
What have you seen in Nick and John so far? Obviously, those guys registered last year, and you see them out there and certainly look the part. But, you know, yeah. What do you see from
those
two guys?
They're hard to miss, yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, those are two tallest guys on the team, maybe. No, those guys are making good strides. You know, John is so athletic, and Nick is just so big. But those guys are both doing really good stuff. John's made some plays, and Nick's playing more and more physical. And just, you know, the hardest thing both those guys are learning is just because you're bigger than everybody else, you're not also stronger than everybody else. So just learn to play with great technique and pad level, and we're making strides in that area.
How's Jake Knight coming along? And also for you personally, how rewarding was it to see him put on scholarship?
Oh, it was awesome. He's, you know, I mean, I don't want to say the heart and soul of the team, but he definitely brings an attitude to the team. And to see those guys rally around him
And, you know, I think what it meant to everybody that day was a huge deal. But he's had a great spring for us. He's made a bunch of plays. He's playing physical. You know, really like where he's at. And, you know, I expect him to have a good year. And even going forward, we've got two seniors, but, shoot, we still got five guys that are going to be around here for more than a year. So we're always building on that. And, you know, I think we're finding out that we can do a lot of different things that are required.
Do you guys go with special teams?
Or? Yeah, I would say, last time we talked to Harson, he did say that, you know, the special teams is taking a step up in the spring. How have you noticed the progress there?
I feel really good about the competitive part of it. We're getting after it. We're getting maybe not quite game looks, but real close. And the only reason it's not is because we're not taking the returners to the ground. If we were just trying to keep guys up and keep them healthy. But we've really focused on fundamentals. And really attacking the drills, and then when we get to full team stuff, really competing. And then I think from day one to now, our kickers and snappers have gotten better. I think that's been a huge factor. So that's obviously a concern because we're breaking in new guys kind of in all areas. But they're doing a good job. I was pleased with the scrimmage, how the kickers.
Mentioned the Big Al's. I think, you know, once Sed went back to a returner, things changed a little bit. I mean, a kicker and punt, or kick return and punt return, is that still the plan to give him some looks there? I know he's
He'll definitely get some looks. But we've got some other guys. Avery Williams done an awesome job this spring. Mike Young shows
punting
flashes.
Or kick, which one?
Avery does both. Mike's been more of a kick returner. Bubba can do both. He's done a good job. DeAndre Pierce has done a good job. You know, I think we have a little bit more depth there maybe than we've had. And part of it's because Sed's not been practicing. Mm-hmm. So these other guys getting some really good reps.
Would you prefer not to use him if you had somebody capable just with what he means to the offense?
We're going to use the best guy.
Yeah.
And if he's the best guy, then we'll continue to use him. Now, I'm not saying we'll use him every single time. You're probably going to see a variety of these guys back there. But it's been exciting. All these young guys have been great. And like I said, we're giving them a little bit better chance, too, because we're doing a better job fundamentally.